At the Pentagon, crews have recovered 95 sets of human remains. That's about half of the 188 people confirmed dead or still listed as missing after last week's attack there. The cleanup operation is beginning to shift gears, but the job is grim and it's far from over. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Soon after American Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon last Tuesday, emergency dispatch operator Kyra Pulliam put out the call for help.
Okay, any unit responding to check the area of the Pentagon, advise on channel 1, please. I have Delta 35, Cruiser 34, and Delta 352.
Motor 11. I'm directing. There is visible smoke coming from that area.
Pulliam says even as international terrorists struck at symbols of U.S. power, her concerns were very local.
This is a nightmare for any communications personnel because you're concerned for the safety of the people that you're responsible for. You're concerned for the safety of your police officers, of your firefighters, of your medics, anyone whose life you have any control over.
Since the initial hours of emergency response, work at the Pentagon crash site has settled into somewhat of a routine. From the Pentagon's south parking lot, it looks and sounds just about like any other disaster cleanup mission. Tents offer shelter from hot autumn sun. Pallets of Gatorade and granola bars are stacked amid trailer trucks. Workers trudge in for breaks after hours of shoveling debris. Mike Mitchell is with an urban search and rescue team from Memphis, Tennessee. He says work at the Pentagon crash site is like nothing he's seen in rescue work before.
It's bad.
What do you mean?
Just the atmosphere you're in, the smell. It's just dark, kind of a little eerie feel about it, I guess. Don't do a whole lot of playing in there. A lot of kidding around, kind of try to control your emotions and stuff.
Workers say parts of the plane and parts of the Pentagon are all piled together in a charred heap. Chairs and desks, electric wires and broken pipes. Supervisors have asked them not to talk about the condition of the bodies they've recovered. Most don't want to anyway, out of respect for people who've lost loved ones and because they say it's too hard to describe. Tomorrow, the Federal Emergency Management Agency may trim the number of urban search and rescue specialty teams from 4 to 3. Tom Carr is assistant fire chief with one of those units.
Our real specialty is supporting the building, shoring the building, doing search. And really what's happening here is the shoring component is fairly well wrapped up. We're still maintaining good resources here to do victim search. But it's certainly, the emphasis is recovery and support of the evidence recovery as well as the victim recovery.
Of the 95 remains pulled from the wreckage so far, just 2 have been positively identified. Families have twice been brought by bus to see, from a short distance, the blackened gash in the Pentagon's east wall. They have built a temporary memorial there, leaving pictures of loved ones and letters to them. Army Private David Perryman from Carmel, California, has been working on the wreckage for most of a week. He says knowing he's helping the families of victims makes this hard work easier.
I'm feeling actually pretty good. Not good about what happened, but I feel that I'm doing my part. This needs to be done, and I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. I always felt that I was helping the country out, but people are starting to take notice now.
Perryman joined the Army September 11, 2000. His usual duty is to carry a flag at Pentagon ceremonies, like visits of dignitaries and funerals. He doesn't know exactly what he'll be told to do should the U.S. go to war, but he fears he may have to assist at more funerals. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.